Hi, it's
Well,
Janet
it is
from
7
Unity
o'clock,
of
so good evening,
Testing.
everyone. Happy that you chose to be a part of this experience tonight. Just a couple pieces of business. Let's see. Let me get my paper here. Star 6, I believe it is your mute key, and it's you use it to mute and to unmute. So if you would in a moment, or even if you've already done that, go ahead and mute yours, because when we do chanting or the singing together,
Gary.
We're all in different time zones, and everything seems to be a beautiful jumble of magnificent sound, and yet we're going to pass on that experience because we're just going to go ahead and mute it, and then whatever I'm going to give you guys the songs and whatnot, you can just sing along on your end, and there'll be an opportunity for us to hopefully have a chance to opportunity to ask questions if something comes up for you, and you can star 6 and unmute yourself and then go back and I can answer that. What I did in the morning session is, as you can see, we have a whole lot of possible things to do tonight. So we actually used up the whole time with activity and experience, and then I had a question time at the end if anybody had wanted to stay on the line and some things that came up. So why don't you go ahead and make sure that's done, and it sounds like you have because nobody's responding to anything. I feel like I'm just talking to the ethers here, but sweet blessings to everyone, and thank you again for choosing to be a part of what are a monthly chakra clearing conference call. We are now in the fourth month of doing this. We have gone through the root to the second, the sacral chakra, up into the solar plexus, and then now finally to the heart chakra. Next month, August 14th, will be an opportunity for us to go back and revisit the root chakra and reestablish a strong and full foundation for ourselves, and also address the chakras we've covered so far just in a new way so that we can begin to integrate the process. So I hope you're willing to be a part of that, and if not, we'll rejoin in September where we start with the throat again, and we'll get back into the sequence as we go up. So I invite you at this point to take a breath, be present in your space, and what I'm going to invite you to do is really to tune into what it is that brought you to this call tonight, that brought you to doing the heart chakra, and what it was that you have intended to experience from this. What are your hopes and wishes on that? What are the things that you feel that you're working with in your heart chakra? And just put that energy out there so that I can help to grab that and see how we can use that to address the specifics that we're going to be doing tonight. So take a breath and do that, if you would. This morning, before I got started, I've sat out on this little deck that I have here in this forest area where I live in the coast of California, and it's a lot of animals have a tendency to come through, and I love it when animals come through because it gives me an opportunity to see what messages are coming from that particular kingdom. And this morning I shared that there was a deer with two fawns, is that the right word, two babies, that walked through the space here. There was I'm going to say it's a bevy or a flock or just a whole bunch of quail that came through all in a line. They were all just really full grown, it looked like. It looked like a family that had matured. They came through. And then last night as I was coming in late, a fox went across the road. So I'm considering that that's an element that was hinting towards our work today. And then finally I remember when I was sitting out there that I was hearing doves. There were a whole lot of doves around in the forest, and it was a beautiful cooing sound. So I want to start off with just delivering some of the quick information about the messages of these animals, and I'm referring to a couple different places, Medicine Cars by Jamie Sams and Carson, and I'm forgetting the person's first name. And then the other is an online site, and right now I don't have the information about what it is, but I certainly can give you that. But the deer, for the first part, the deer teaches us to use the power of gentleness to touch the hearts and minds of wounded beings who are trying to keep us from Sacred Mountain. Like the dappling of fawn's coat, both the light and the dark may be loved to create gentleness and safety for those who are seeking peace. What a beautiful testament and a beautiful statement of a day to be working on the heart chakra. I thought that had value. And the quail teaches about mysticism and enlightens you about your soul name and purpose. He's about nourishment of the soul, nourishment of the family, and teaches us how to elude problems, to spot danger, and to and brings our awareness to safety issues. So the question is, are you spending enough time with family? There is safety in numbers. Perhaps it's time to socialize more. Quail aids in awareness of danger and gives you the quickness and camouflage you need in a time of crisis. Are you blending in? Should you at this time? Quail will show you about movement and taking opportunities when they are right. It's very interesting that the quail is so much about family. So many of the issues around second chakra and heart chakra have to do with the family of origin and how that's played out in our life. And quite honestly, the quail is reminding us to notice when things are not really in our highest interest and to notice when the vibration is not really, quote-unquote, safe for us. In other words, it's a lower frequency of vibration that could pull us into a place we don't want to go. So a heart chakra that is clear and open has a sensitivity and the awareness to be able to use discernment to decide where it's safe and where to go, and knowing that they are surrounded and in the frequency of love, there's a willingness with that heart chakra open to actually move into spaces where previously, with a compromised heart chakra, one would not be willing to go. More on that later as we work through some of these particular exercises here. And then the dove, I wanted to bring that one up. And messenger of peace, love, joy, and gentleness, prophecy of good things, maternity instincts, awakenings to promise a future with clarity. Dove shows us how to walk between the physical and spiritual world. She aids in tapping our creative energies and stirring the emotions. It is time for creativity and expressing oneself. Are you listening to the messages at this time? Doves bring hope of a new beginning and will show there is peace arriving. Beautiful. Just beautiful. And then finally, the fox. The fox is really about camouflage. And that's an interesting thing. It's a sign that you are to become like the wind, which is unseen yet is able to weave into and through any location or situation. You would be wise to observe the acts of others rather than their words at this time. Use your cunning nature in a positive way. Keep silent about who and what and why you are observing. In learning the art of camouflage, you need to test your abilities to pull this off. While learning from Fox, you might also gain confidence in your ability to know instantly what will happen next. In other words, to sit back and be present in the heart space. Now, it's interesting about the heart chakra right now because as these epochs, as we shift between one epoch, the Piscean Age, and into the Aquarian Age, as we move solidly into the Aquarian, we realize that we're being asked to change the way we interact with the world that we're in. And what seems to be happening is that the heart chakra is becoming what used to be the root chakra, in a sense. It's becoming our place of foundation, because the bottom line is that vibrationally, this universe, this multiverse, as I like to call it, because it is multidimensional, is built upon and is set in the foundation of the frequency of love. And I refer to it as a frequency of love because it is a specific frequency upon which all other forms of life and manifestation come. So in a sense, everything is made of love. So All You Need Is Love is a great song, and it also is a foundational element of this particular place that we live in. What has happened, in a sense, with the notion of love is it has been sort of translated through human experience into an emotion. And the emotion gets a little bit messy because there's not a tendency to hold on to the foundation of what we are, in a sense. So when we remember what we are made of, then love becomes a much easier vehicle for us to tap into and a resource for us to tap into, because that is just being who we are. So just a little bit of foundational information based upon those beautiful animals that came in this morning. And I invite you really on a regular basis whenever animals come into your life, the beauty of these times, as the hearts are opening, as the frequency and the vibration raises, is that all the kingdoms that live here, that are part of this dimension, including the animal kingdom, the bird kingdom, the plant kingdom, the mineral kingdom, the fundamental, not the fundamentals, the fundamentalists, that's funny, okay, and the elementals, I meant to say, that's like the fairy kingdom and whatnot. All of these kingdoms that work to create this experience here are beginning to reveal themselves to us through awareness and sometimes through actual sense contact. So it's a ripe time for exploration and a ripe time to grow, because the frequency of love from the heart chakra is opening up and tapping, being tapped into in a powerful and consistent way. What's beginning to happen is these other communities are beginning to, I guess they're beginning to trust that there are those in the human community who are safe. And as a result of that, the bridges are being crossed here. So, gosh, I didn't even talk about this morning, but this is very exciting because I'm just looking out into the forest, and as the sun does its dance through the trees here, you just get the feeling there's such life out there, even though I see nothing. You know, it really is, the more I choose to open and live from that heart space and the more it opens up, the more I'm going to be able to interact with those kinds of frequencies. So I invite you to really, first of all, pay attention to the animal community, like I said, because those are the ones that are already in relationship with us. Every one of them has a message. So there. All right, let's look right on the support page there, and we have just a protective chant. I always like to start off with these particular frequencies to allow us to be in a safe space so that we can release and feel safe to let go of those frequencies that no longer really truly serve the vibration that we are. So the Hung Vajrapa is a consistent Tibetan chant that I use that basically puts a light and surrounds us in a cocoon of light and a cocoon of energy that keeps us safe. In other words, it prevents lower frequency energies from entering into our field. We each have a frequency of identification that when we are in balance, we are in that frequency. Lower frequencies have a tendency to pull us out of that place of balance. If we have porous boundaries, if we aren't tending our own field, then what begins to happen is those boundaries get penetrated by lower frequency energies. And that does not necessarily mean evil or you know, malintended energies, but just really energies that are often looking for support, looking for energy themselves, will go ahead and infiltrate our space. So right now we're just going to do the Hung Vajrapa. We'll say it 7 times, and we'll do it in a kind of a little sing-songy way. So join in on your space out there, and we'll do it together. So take a breath. Hung Vajrapa, 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 Hung Vajrapa. And so it is, and so it is. So take a breath and be aware of your feet right now. Let's get ourselves solid into the earth and connected so that we can go ahead and be present in this heart chakra based upon the foundation that we've established with the earth. Now, when we did foundation, we were reminded that there is an earth star chakra that's about 18 inches below the feet. And this particular chakra is designed basically to feed us earth energy, which is power and cleansing and clearing energy. And then it also receives the energies and frequencies that are no longer relevant to us and are no longer necessary, that are being cleansed. So if you will, you've got an energy coming up right through that earth star chakra through the left leg, and it cleanses up and brings in energy through and power through us, and then it washes through the body, and then it cleanses out, and then it sends itself right back down the right leg into that earth star chakra, which is like a plate 18 inches below the feet. So if you'll get that vision of that happening, it's like a Roto-Rooter circuit going on. There's a constant colonic. It's like a colonic. There's a process going on where energy is being replaced by light, by foundation, by power, by presence, by energies that we can use to sustain us and balance us. And if you will, as you bring it up through the left, go ahead and run it right through the heart chakra specifically. And the intention here and the invitation is that it clear out any frequencies that are no longer relevant to you, that no longer have value for you, that in any way have been holding your frequency down, that have been compromising your relationships, that have been compromising your experience with love in this dimension, that is self-love and love given out to others, and then the communal love and the agape love that is being sent out to the whole of humanity, as well as all the kingdoms and the earth itself. So we're going to ask that all those frequencies be cleansed, even as we do these exercises, this process is going on. So we'll send that, and then down the right side and out through the right leg, down in a like a little tube of light into that earth star chakra, then to be absorbed into the earth, where they will be used as frequencies and energies for the highest good of all involved. And so be it, and that is occurring as we speak. So I'm going to invite you right now to go on your support page as we have this cleansing going on, and go down to a song almost to the bottom. It's called I Am Love. And let's go ahead and just claim this space for ourselves and claim the fact that indeed this is what we are, and this is basically all that runs through us. We're going to sing this through about three times. I'll sing it once. If you know it, just join right in. I am love, and love flows to me. I am love, and love flows through me. I am love, and love flows from me. I am, and in all I do, I shall live love, and in all I speak, I shall give love, and in all I see, I shall breathe love. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I am love, and love flows to me. I am love, and love flows through me. I am love, and love flows from me. I am, and in all I do, I shall live love, and in all I speak, I shall give love, and in all I see, I shall breathe love. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh. Time. I am love, and love flows to me. I am love, and love flows through me. I am love, and love flows from me. I am, and in all I do, I shall live love. I shall give love, and in all I see, I shall breathe love. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. And so it is, and so it is. We make the claim, and we get that energy, that frequency. Uh-oh. I got a phone that's going out here. That would not be good. Sorry about that. Okay. I wanted to make a mention about the nature of the heart chakra. You would think it's all about love, but it actually is much larger and much more involved than just the notion of monitoring how we are in terms of giving and receiving love in this dimension with all of the kingdoms and all the relationships that we have. it really, again, like I alluded to in the beginning, it stated that it is becoming what was considered the most important chakra of them all, because it is what the new frequency of the Aquarian age is coming into and what it's bringing with it. It's bringing a new focus and a new vibration and a new place of from whence we move and from whence we come. If you've ever heard of anything called heart math, it's a beautiful process. It's a very interesting name, but it's a beautiful process. It basically invites us to use the heart as the decision-making area rather than the brain. When the energy is run through the heart, it takes on a very high frequency, and it takes on a bigger picture and understanding of the energies underneath things. So when we go to the heart and we choose to be present with it, the heart will essentially give us the information that will allow us to make a decision based on that frequency, not necessarily based upon the facts or based upon our patterns or based upon our woundings, which the brain has a tendency to do and the mind has a tendency to do. So it's a powerful time to begin to run everything through the heart. And not only is the heart becoming the foundation of the physical self and the energetic self, it literally is the balance point. It's the midpoint between the body and the spirit. So you've got three chakras below, and then you've got three chakras above it. And essentially, the heart is the gathering point for the energy that comes in through the cosmos, down through what's called the soul star chakra, about 18 inches below the or above the crown, and then through the crown, down through the spine area into the heart, through the second chakra, through the third eye, down through the throat, and then into the heart. And then from underneath, as we've already established, the energy from the earth is coming up through the earth star into us. The root chakra is creating foundation almost as a third leg for the connection with the earth as a balance point, and then it moves up through the watery area and the emotional area and the experiential area of that second chakra, and then moves into our power center and puts things into action, and then it comes into the heart. So we're pulling in the frequency of below and above, and all of it goes into the heart. Powerful, powerful place to stay in and to be from. So it would follow that the more clear it is, the more cleansed it is of vibrations that are no longer relevant for us, meaning energetic debris and memory of relationships past, of woundings of the past, all of that stuff being cleansed will allow our heart chakra to be very clear and very wise and allow us to be fully present in this dimension, which is only going to open up a much wider experience and a much greater sensorial experience, because we have been dumbed down. So it follows that any work that is done in the lower chakras is going to impact the heart chakra. Any work that is done in the lower chakras, and including the heart chakra, will cleanse and clear a lot of the stuff that's blocking any of the upper chakras. And so historically, I don't pay a whole lot of attention to the upper chakras as much, because there's so much debris down in the lower chakras that when we clear this, then we can actually stand fully present in this dimension in the way that we were designed to. The more we continue to hold on to things, the lower we vibrate at, the less we are in touch with our true essence. So let's go with this true essence notion for a moment. If you've been around me at any time in any of the workshops I do, you know I love to do this thing where we speak our name. When we speak our name, which is our birth name, the name we actually incarnated with, that would be the name on our birth certificate, if indeed you have that, or you know, in adopted situations are a unique experience, so that can be addressed in a separate way. But essentially, when I speak my name, Mark Stanton Welch, what I'm doing is calling the wisdom of my whole self back to alignment in that moment in time. So I'm carrying and calling forth the true essence of who I am before anything occurred that lowered my vibration after incarnation. And this is where we're moving back towards right now. You know, the self-help journey has been a very interesting one, because it's pulled us out and made us yearn for something on the outside. And we've kind of been duped in the idea that we have to achieve something or go somewhere to get it. And so we get into workshops, we get into listening to this and buying this and whatever to make ourselves whole, when the truth is that we've been whole beings all along. the debris and the energetic stuff that has happened to us has whitewashed and compromised our awareness of that and actually lowered our frequency. But in these times of clearing that are occurring with the vibrations pouring into the planet, we are being given the opportunity and the push and the shove to actually cleanse out those old issues and those old frequencies that we no longer, well, that we've danced around. Let's just say that, that we've danced around and perhaps they've been difficult to let go of. We'll call them core issues. So these times are cleansing those core frequencies out to give us the opportunity to be right back in the place of where we started. It's as if we're getting a reprogram so that we can be in our clarity. So it's a beautiful and rich time, and all it takes in terms of participating is really just to keep saying yes. So whatever the forms are that are occurring in your life, whether they specifically relate to heart chakra or there are other issues at all, do know that it's a temporary process, and like the clouds moving across the sky, they come and go. And they come and go, and the more we allow ourselves to fully participate in them by allowing the emotion to come and allowing ourselves to express and allowing ourselves to feel the temporary movement of that, we will find that we can move into a higher frequency very, very quickly. And the higher frequency, once again, is just returning back so that we are consistently in that very frequency that we call back when we speak our name. Now, also, when we speak our name, we put a cocoon of light and safety around us, much like the Hung Vajrape. We also call forth all angelic energies, etheric teachers, and etheric beings assigned to the frequency of the I Am that is each of us, the unique frequency we are. So it's a beautiful thing to do, and it creates a safe space and a place from whence we can go. So we're going to go ahead and call ourselves back to that frequency by speaking our name 7 times out loud. So you're going to take your first, your middle, your last. If you have been married and changed your name, go back to the birth name and speak that name. We're going to do that 7 times. Here we go. Mark Stanton Welch. Mark Stanton Welch. Mark Stanton Welch. Mark Stanton Welch. Mark Stanton Welch, Mark Stanton Welch, Mark Stanton Welch, Mark Stanton Welch. Now I'm going to invite you to go ahead and tune into your own heart chakra at the moment. I'm going to use 3 different rattles that I picked out that are basically different frequencies. And these frequencies I'm just going to shake. And as we do, just bring your awareness to the heart chakra and invite anything that is unlike the truth of your being as spoken in that name that you just spoke to be cleansed and cleared. Now, do know that as we are clearing anything here, it's creating space. The invitation is the energy coming up from the earth, the energy pouring down from the heavens into us and meeting at the heart is replacing all of those spaces with a pure vibration that is in alignment with the name that we are speaking. So do know that no space is being created, but it's being filled up with just a higher vibration that will bring us back to that constant awareness of who we truly are. So here we go with these frequencies. So it is, and so it is. On the count of 3, I invite you to speak that true name one more time. 1, 2, 3, Mark Stanton Welch. Let's go down to the very bottom of the page where it says affirmation there. This is a statement that we're going to make to prepare us to do some work regarding relationship, regarding the self-love, regarding other elements for us. And we're just going to make this statement to initiate a process of release. So all together, we're going to speak it at the same time. So here, take a breath. On all levels, in all dimensions, and in all my energy bodies, I now release the energetic residue of all past relationships that did not honor me. I now choose to freely give and receive love without hesitation. I proclaim my lovability and celebrate that I am a divine expression of love in all my moments. I bring only those beings and situations into my life who resonate in unconditional love. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Now, if you will, go up to the top. There's a song called Heart Please Open Wide, a song that I've used for many, many years. It's been a beautiful thing. What I'd like you to do while we're doing this is for, and when we say heart please, it goes, heart please open wide, free the love I am inside. Heart please open, I am. Now, as we do this, I'm going to invite you to put your hands first on your heart chakra, both hands folded over on top, and then as we sing, you're going to open it up when it says open wide. So your closed heart, please, then open wide, just open it all up and bring them back in, free the love I am inside, and then you're open again. So really you'll feel the rhythm of it. So it's a close, open, and when it gets to the I am, I would like you to bring your palm like you're going to put your hands in a prayer pose, but you're right at your third eye. You got one palm, and then the other joins it, and then you bring it down to your heart. Now, whether you get that or not, it's not necessarily important, but it was a guided thing that just came to me, and I think it has validity in terms of working the frequency of this. So give me one moment. We'll get started on this. So your hands are going to be closed and then open, and then eventually you're going to bring your prayer hands down to your heart from your third eye. Heart, please open wide, free the love I am inside. Heart, please open, I am. Heart, please open wide, free the love I am inside. Heart, please open, I am. Heart, please open wide, free the love I am inside. Heart, please open, I am. Heart, please open wide, free the love I am inside. Heart, please open, I am. Two more cycles. Heart, please open wide, free the love I am inside. Heart, please open, I am. Heart, please open wide, free the love I am inside. Heart, please open, I am. And so it is. So it is. In my experience, in my belief, and in the research that I've done, the reason this kind of work is actually produces results is because it's all related to vibration. And all we're doing here is using intention to shift and change vibrations. There are energies that we've held on through the moments of living based upon our culture, our family, and what we were taught and the belief systems that we carry with us, sometimes that we brought in with us, but mostly learned behaviors. And we have pretty much not been given permission to freely release the energies that come as a result of living. And when I refer to energies, most often it's things that when things happen, there's an energetic response to it. And oftentimes that response itself is limited or shut down. The body wisdom will hold that frequency and hold that energy and put it in really one of the chakra areas, particularly kind of it's compartmentalized and related to an idea. You know, each chakra has some characteristics about it. So love issues have a tendency to go into the heart chakra. Power issues go into the solar plexus. Foundation issues are stored energetically down in the root chakra. Woundings and abuses and the lack of creativity and joy, and those issues oftentimes are held in the second chakra. And then the throat chakra is where the expression itself is shut down. So you can see how the body wisdom holds these. Now, it's consistently tapping at our door of our awareness to release these frequencies, but often we are taught in this culture not to support those. We are taught to medicate. We are taught to not cry. We are taught to not talk. We are taught to not communicate, to deal with it, et cetera, et cetera. So we are compromised in the natural way that our body is designed to clear and cleanse itself. Well, the truth is we've reached a point where the body is no longer willing to keep this saturation going on. So in a sense, we've had a universal intervention here where the energies are forcing us to have to deal with the issues that we've been dancing around. And so the law of within without shows that the culture and the outside world reflects the very issues that have a tendency to be going on in the inside of us. So the best thing we can do to support the world is to work with our own clarity and work with our own issues. And by using the chakras as our information points and our reminders, we can very powerfully on a daily and actually a moment-by-moment basis clear out these frequencies that keep holding our essence back. So we do our own inner work, and then it begins to show up on the outside in very, very powerful ways. So here's a couple reminders of things that really, really support and feed and nourish the heart chakra. Gratitude is one of those. Whatever your process of being thankful and grateful, I would amplify it by 1,000 times. This is one of the quickest and most powerful ways to achieve a clear heart chakra, because you've taken your attention, you've taken your awareness and put it on the outside world and put it on embracing and loving and sending appreciation out into things and recognizing them for their beauty and their wholeness. Nature is a perfect place for this to happen. The frontier land is our own physical self and our own self and our own experience. So if we could turn the same appreciation we have for the tree, for the sunset, for the ocean, for the music, and turn it upon ourselves, we will find that a lot of the issues that we've been dealing with physically, emotionally, and even mentally will begin to get release on those, because there's a whole lot of devaluing that goes on in this particular culture. The truth is that we had two woundings that we actually incarnated with, that we kind of started with the down slate because of these two events. One was that when we actually incarnated as a being into our mother's womb, we created separation from the Creator, because that's part of the process of this dimension. And then secondly, when we were born, our nurturing, nourishing, safe, known frequency environment there was taken from us. And so a lot of the issues we have as we move through life that we don't realize are about going back and trying to fill in those spaces, trying to reclaim that place of maximum safety and nourishment and nurturing, and trying to reconnect with that essence of, which is the reminder of, which is the truth of who we are. And so we're looking for those things, and very often we go into relationship and we use relationship as a vehicle to play out these longings. And obviously we're going to meet with mixed results. So what it comes down to, in a sense, is the main relationship that we're beginning to work on primarily is the relationship with ourselves. When we create a place of connection and a loving relationship between what I'll call the child self and then the adult self, then we are creating a safe space for us to take care of those wants and needs and desires that we each have. Once those are fed and once those are nourished and once the child self begins to support and buy into the idea, then what happens is the patterns of behavior that contradicted that brought us not what we were looking for, begin to be altered. I kind of stumbled on that, but what I'm trying to say here, without really getting into the inner child stuff too much, is that the more we tend our own inner garden, the more we take care of ourselves, then the more energy, more vibration, more clarity, more happiness we have to be sharing with others. So the process of gratitude, to bring it back in there, gratitude is a beautiful vehicle for us to change the focus. So I really invite you to be involved in some kind of daily and moment-by-moment process of recognizing the magnificence of the world, of those around you, of the situations you're in, of your own physical self, your emotional self. You name it. Find a reason to love it. It will pay off in spades. One of the other great things that is really challenging us, there are actually two more, and I want to bring one up right now, is the difficulty to balance giving and receiving. Some people are really good at giving, and they give and give and give, and they don't leave it open to receive. And so they basically drain themselves of their own frequency and their own energies. And so they're compromised in doing something that even feels like it's a beautiful thing, and it is. But when there's all this giving and no willingness to receive, there's no recharge that's going on. So a balance has to be created between the receiving and the giving. So it really might be of great value for each of you to consider having a day where you just receive. And receiving means just going out and saying, well, you know, the sun rose for me today. Here it is. Oh, and this breeze coming across is just a wash across my face. In other words, just start to claim what seem to be random events or just regular events and make them a part of you appreciating yourself and being open to receive, because some will say that what I just said is exactly true, is that it is here just for you, or it is here just for me. So it's a beautiful way to begin to recognize that we need the balance of reception and the balance of giving. There's another way that we can do this from a process that I've been exposed to called Access, and it's a very interesting statement, and I'm going to pass this on to you. I just decided to do this. It's not on your page, and I apologize for that, but I'll repeat it twice. And here's the phrase. It says, what would it take for me to truly receive me, love me, care for me like the infinite being that I be? What would it take for me to truly receive me, love me, care for me like the infinite being that I be? When this is stated in a question form, it puts out the invitation for the universe, for your guides, your teachers, your higher self, to all be in alignment to show you this, to show you what it would take, and to begin to bring you into a frequency of higher energies. That's the power of a question, an open-ended question. Let me go on with it. It said, what would it take for me to truly receive me, love me, care for me like the infinite being that I be? And then there's a statement. Anything that doesn't support this. And then there's a series of words here, and each one of them has meaning in this process called Access. And you don't necessarily need to know what it is, because there's a power in the use of this phrase. And here's the phrase. Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So here's the entire phrase. I'll go through it twice, the whole process. What would it take for me to truly receive me, love me, care for me like the infinite being that I be? Everything that doesn't allow this, right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. All of those words essentially are canceling out all of those energies that are not in alignment with the question. It's a powerful process, and what it will do, it will open you up to receiving. So many issues in this culture are about us not receiving. Abundance issues are about not receiving the magnificence and the prosperity that is everywhere in nature and all around. It's not being open to receive it, which goes back to worthiness, which goes back to value issues, which goes back to first chakra, second chakra, and then we choose to act upon that stuff in third chakra. It's all related. So I really invite you to consider, and if you want to email me and get more information about that, that would be wonderful. So let's go into this song here, How Could Anyone Ever Tell You? This is a song by a fellow named Jerry Florence, who died of AIDS, I believe, back in the 80s. And it's just a beautiful song that reminds us, really in a sense, our child self, of the injustices and the disrespect and the devaluing that's occurred. So it's, again, asking some questions. And it's a beautiful statement that reminds us that we are oh so much more and always have been. So I invite you, as we sing this song, to visualize your own child self with you. Now, whether it's you as a child, whether it is a picture you have, whether it's a memory you have, or whether you have this sense that there's a little child sitting on your lap, sitting up on your shoulders, in your arms, whatever you would like to do. But we're going to go ahead and bless that little one with this particular song. How could anyone ever tell you you were anything less than beautiful? How could anyone ever tell you you were less than whole? How could anyone fail to notice that your love, it is a miracle? How deeply you're connected to my soul. How could anyone ever tell you that you were anything less than beautiful? How could anyone ever tell you you were less than whole? How could anyone fail to notice that your love, it is a miracle? How deeply you're connected to my soul. One more time. How could anyone ever tell you you were anything less than beautiful? How could anyone ever tell you you were less than whole? How could anyone fail to notice that your love, it is a miracle? How deeply you're connected to my soul. And so it is. And so it is. So, sweet. Let's go down now to proclamations at the bottom of the page. We're going to make a certain couple powerful statements, and then we'll move into, it's like we're down in the last quarter of our time together here, so I'm going to make some adjustments in terms of what we'll be using. The proclamations are from a fellow named Rich Work. These are Proclamations of the Soul is the name of the book. The other one is The Veil of Illusions, and both are out of print. But they are very powerful, and I suggest finding them because they make statements that are really one-time statements that make a command for the universe to respond to us in a certain way. So let's just take a breath, and on the count of three, I'd like you to speak your true name. 1, 2, 3, Mark Stanton Welch. And we're going to speak the first one together here. I call forth all my relationships on all levels of consciousness to stand before me as I stand before you in love. I ask you to forgive and honor me as I forgive and honor you. I embrace all bonds between us in unconditional love, transmute them into the divine expression of creative love, and acknowledge that all my relationships are in divine perfection. And so it is. And so it is. You know, the nature of relationship between two people, especially those that have been together for a long time, is that there's essentially a ball of energy between. That is, the patterns that have been fed and bought into over and over and over again. So the relationship sort of resolves itself into just playing out this pattern based upon this ball and this frequency of energy that's there. And so it seems very hard to break that particular energetic imprint. Well, the truth is that in order for there to be a change in relationship, to open it up to something even greater, which could mean the end of the relationship, which is, you know, equally as possible, or an expansion of the relationship, but certainly not the impasse of it, the thing to do is one person has to do something different. One person has to do something different. That could mean that one person starts doing inner work. And that's going to change the vibration and the relationship between the two, because it's changing the frequency of that ball. My relationship with my mother changed as a result of the work that I did on myself. And when I stood in her presence and she did the same thing and I had no response to it because I had cleared that energy surrounding that, it gave her permission, whether she realized it or not, to actually do something different. And we found that we were able to be in one another's presence in a brand new way, in a very sweet way, before she disappeared into dementia. But it was a very sweet opening that resulted mostly as a result of the work that I did. And quite honestly, that was 5-6 years ago, and we are in a very new vibration right now. So everything that we're doing in this phone call, and I invite you to keep doing these things and use them to support you through your moments, that when you forget who you are and you forget your who you are in relationship, I am love and love flows to me and love flows through me and love flows from me. Bring these songs back, even if they're just statements. Your cells remember what we've experienced here, and they will align themselves to that frequency again to bring us as if we're right back into this phone call. And now let's proclaim that the essence of love, that the true essence of love that we are, be brought back into us. So let's do the second proclamation. I proclaim the essence of love to be my own and command that it resonate throughout my universe on all levels of consciousness, transmuting all interfering energies into the divine expression of creative love. And so it is. So it is. Okay, I'm just looking over the list here to see where we want to go here in the last 10 minutes that we have. Let's go up to this invocation to the Ascended Master, Paul the Venetian. Every one of the chakras has, we'll call an Ascended Master. Now, Ascended Master, just very quickly, is one who has basically mastered the human experience and evolved beyond it, but chose not to move into the next dimension, into the next place where their own evolution and growth was. They decided to take what they've learned and be present to assist humanity, especially in these times of transition. So there are a whole host of ascended masters. Jesus is one who many are familiar with, Paul the Venetian, Saint Germain, El Moria. There's a very interesting cast of characters here, and whether you believe in them or not, or whether you even align with this idea, it's certainly worth entertaining, because just look out at night into the heavens and see the vast number of stars and know that there's life beyond just this one little planet out in space here. So there's a lot going on, especially when you start looking into what's called multidimensionality. So anyway, Paul the Venetian is basically aligned to a specific color ray that is attached to the heart chakra. It's not the typical color of the heart chakra, which is green up until teenager and then pink beyond that. So green and pink are both frequencies of color that work and support the heart chakra. So when you are reaching for green or reaching for pink in terms of your clothing, or you're drawn to something of those colors, know that your higher self and your wisdom is calling you into that vibration. That's always a very interesting process to go through. But these rays are something different, and this particular ray is a yellow ray. And to call upon and to invoke the energy of each of these ascended masters is a very powerful thing to do. And to help really support your heart chakra and support you in the actual full dispensation of what the heart chakra represents, calling these ascended masters in is a valuable thing. And so I wrote these series of songs for each of the ascended masters and each of the chakras here. And I just really want to introduce it to you, because all it takes is one time. And I'm only going to sing it once. And I'm going to invite you, just in the process, to follow along with the words. And if you catch the melody, great. Otherwise, just know that something big is happening here. Up on the third ray, putting ideas into play, Paul the Venetian, he rides. Yellow light kisses the mind with insistence, divinely inspire to take humans higher, to create the world of our dreams, to manifest visions unseen. Teach patience and planning, give true understanding, to learn how to bring forth sweet heaven on earth, to bring us each night to the dawn, to dwell in the oneness of God. So we have sent this invocation to that frequency of Paul the Venetian to be present in our life, to bring these characteristics to our awareness through the moments of living from this point forward. Now, right below, there's a song for the Elohim, Heros, and Aurora. Each of the rays, each of the ascended masters have what's called the Elohim or the angelic energies, whose process is to bring those specific frequencies to the earth and into the human relationships and the human experience. So we call upon these two for the actual bringing it to make it palatable and useful for us. So Ascended Master Paul, the Venetian, is giving the frequencies and the information, and it is brought into manifestation into the earth plane by the particular Elohim. So just be open to this. So I'm going to do this one time. Eros and Aurora, Elohim of heart space, infuse me with compassion and love. Eros and Aurora, reunite the twin flame, help me live what I am made of. Such a sweet thing in everything, dwelling in the heart that I am. Omnipresence, the holy presence, through the pink and yellow ray, always nurture me with divine love. And so it is. The call has been sent. Now I invite you to just pay attention to the things that show up in your life, because they will begin to reflect these energies that we're putting out here, that we're going ahead and making these requests for. Now I'm going to invite us to... one thing I want to say, another element that will bring a powerful nurturing frequency to the heart chakra is to be compassionate and empathetic. And all that's being required here is that you pay attention to what's going on in the world. Your higher self, through the heart chakra, will bring opportunities for you to practice compassion, for you to show up for others. You know, these events that are occurring, just the other day with the event that occurred in Colorado, with the tsunami that occurred down in the Southeast Asia, with the tsunami in Japan, with the mass killings that are occurring, you know, there's something powerful happening with these for the people that are left behind. Now, I in no way am disrespecting any of those who participated in it or were victims of it, by no means. But what I'm saying is, in my experience in death and understanding, death is more about those that are left behind and what they're going to do with it. And you know, like in Hurricane Katrina and others, when these events occur, suddenly hearts open up all over the place, and people step out of their cocoons and their sort of protected lives and just want to help. That's a part of who we are. And sometimes it takes these shocking events for us to make a choice to step out of this. It doesn't have to be this way, but we have walled ourselves as a culture and as families and as individuals and really kind of as a planet so much into our own space that sometimes it takes the 2x4 to get us to open our hearts and to be present for others. I flew on the Thursday after 9/11. It was the most wonderful flight ever. I kind of thought, God, am I ever going to make it home? I don't know. But everybody was looking at one another with eye contact. And there was an open heart and just a willingness to say, if I'm going down on this flight, I'm going to make sure I connect with everybody. And it was beautiful. Now, by the weekend, by the time I came back on Monday, the veil had already closed up a good portion and everybody was back into their own thing and nobody was making eye contact. But these kinds of events happen, but they wouldn't need to happen if we would choose to just be present all the time. If we choose to be compassionate and we choose to pay attention to what's going on in the world, then we are connecting in that level of oneness that is the new form that's beginning to sweep the energetic part of our lives. the notion that we, the interconnectedness of all beings. Again, based on the foundation of love and how we are designed and what we're made of, we are now beginning to implement it to be able to connect with one another in mutual power and presence and love and respect and honor and mutually value and appreciate one another for the unique expression of light, the unique expression of the Christ essence that each of us is. So I stumbled upon this book called I Am Word, and the I Am Word statement is an actual name for the Christ essence that lives in each of us. What we don't do is call forth that element, and as we reclaim in these times our true vibration, what we're also calling forth is the Christ essence to flow through us. That's the very energy that flowed through Jesus of Nazareth. It's the very frequency that all this and so much more you shall do, you know, the statements that were made by Jesus himself. So calling upon the I Am Word is a way to not only witness it in ourselves, but also to witness it in others. And so there's a phrase that came out of this book that I want to pass on here as we come to a close. It says, I am Word through the one I see before me. Word, I am Word. I am Word through the one I see before me. Word, I am Word. When I either think this, mouth it, or even speak it to someone that I see, what I am doing is calling forth that Christ essence of them to be present in them and bypass all of the woundings, all of the stuff that is no longer relevant for who they truly are. And it's a beautiful gift that we can give to one another. We can also give it to ourselves. I am Word through my vibration. I am Word. I am Word. I am Word through my vibration. I am Word. I am Word. And then to others, I am Word through the one I see before me. Word. I am Word. I am Word through the one I see before me. Word. I am Word. Now, there's a couple things here that were not covered, and I will stay on the phone and run through those, so those will be on the tape. We have a couple mantras that weren't done, the song Heartbeat that wasn't done, but actually we did a fine job of covering what was on this page. Now, let me remind you, if gratitude is a process that you're interested in and you're having trouble getting started, I've had an online subscription here called Weekly Gratitude that's been going on for about 35 weeks, where every Wednesday I deliver a new gratitude and a new focus for the week and some different exercises you can do to put it into practice. That's available if you're interested in that and you want to know more about it. Just go to my website under subscriptions and you can see. And if you were to subscribe right now, you would be able to actually get all of the 35 in an archive, and they would all be available. So, if you know, gratitude is something that you just do. But if you want some help, that's something that's available. And the other thing is that if you would like some additional support in any of these particular chakras, I do individual sessions that we can actually go in and deal with some of the specifics that might be resisting and some of the energies. These are powerful and potent times where shifts are happening so very quickly. And I do have the capacity to support and to help in a lot of different ways. So if that speaks to you, contact me through an email or there's even information online about vibration sessions. And then finally, we are back on August 14th, once again. I originally was thinking just to revisit the root chakra, which is what we're going to do, and then to just spend more time reclaiming our connection, especially as we move towards the December 21st and some of these days that have been put out here as transition days. So I want to make sure that all of our energies are grounded and supported. But I'm getting the feeling that not only will I do foundation, but we'll walk back through each of the chakras in some different ways and kind of begin to tie them together and to see how we can make them work with one another and support one another as opposed to just being isolated areas. I am so very grateful for your choice to be a part of this tonight. I believe it has served you. I hope that it serves you. And I will stay online right now or on the phone for any questions that you may have. And I will also, if there aren't any, I will go ahead and just finish off the songs. And I'll send you a link tomorrow with the recording. You'll have both sessions, the morning and the afternoon, to listen to. Similar, but definitely different. So, in closing, thank you for loving me. Thank you for loving me. Accepting me just the way that I am. Thank you for loving me. So sweet blessings to all of you, and really take good care. and just practice love and compassion and gratitude. All is well.
Mark?
Yes.
Hi,
thank
my name
you,
is
Mark.
I just wanted to
appreciate
thank you.
It.
Okay.
Absolutely
thank
wonderful.
You.
And I look forward to hearing more from you and going to your website.
Great.
I truly appreciate you.
Well, likewise, and I'm very happy that it has served you. So blessings to you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Good night.
Good night. Any other questions or comments? Okay, then I will go ahead and I will sing the heartbeat.
Heartbeat, angels all around me, open me up like the flower to the sunlight, a new way of being, a new way of seeing, higher, heartbeat, angels all around me, open me up like the flower to the sunlight, a new way of being, a new way of seeing, higher.
The mantra Namo Kuan Shi Yin Pu Sa calls upon the frequency of Kuan Yin, the goddess, to open our heart to compassion. So this particular mantra, Namo Kuan Shi Yin Pu Sa, will call upon that frequency to allow us to be guided and supported and inspired by Kuan Yin to keep us in that state of compassion.
Namo Kuan Shi Yin Pu Sa, Namo Kuan Shi Yin Pu Sa, Namo Kuan Shi Yin Pu Sa, Namo Kuan Shi Yin Pu Sa.
One more time.
Namo Kuan Shi Yin Pu Sa, Namo Kuan Shi Yin Pu Sa, Namo Kuan Shi Yin Pu Sa, Namo Kuan Shi Yin Pu Sa.
These mantras can also be spoken. If you speak them 108 times in a sitting, you will call upon that frequency. The melodies that are coming through right now are really just a new way of working with them within the actual energetic self. They're powerful, especially if the melody is brought into alignment with where the particular chakra is which is what I'm doing for the most part. So the Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha is designed to clear out specifically the emotionality, any emotional debris, and it's basically to move straight to the heart of any kind of misunderstanding to gain clarity. So it's a beautiful one to work through the heart chakra. And I'm just going to do this, and I'm going to speak it 10 times in the form that it's done, and invite you, if you'd like, to go ahead and do it the 108 times. And you'll realize that over time, these mantras, which are supported by the millions of times they've been spoken throughout all of history, they carry with them the vibration of the intention of each time that they were spoken. So they are very, very powerful, and they are very high frequency words to be used with respect and honor.
Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha. 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 Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha.
And so it is, and so it is. And the only thing we haven't done is the Egyptian akkord cutting mantra process using the phrase sa cherep na. This will cut any cords between anything that we've released in the process of our time together. It's usually these akkords they're called. They're almost like little energetic cords, like that frog's tongue that used to be able to grab, and you'd throw it and you'd stick it against the wall. It's kind of rubbery, sticky substance. They're kind of like that, and they go in and they infiltrate and wrap around our chakras and then into our physical selves here. And oftentimes, the ending of relationships is compromised because these akkords are still there, and this is why so often we keep dealing with people that we've decided to release and to let go of, and they keep coming back into our lives is because of these cordings. So consciously cutting these cords frees up both parties to go off and raise to a new vibration and have a different experience in their life. So the process is just to speak Sahedapna, and we're going to use our hands to cut across essentially from the throat down to the root chakra across the front of the body and then also across the back. We'll do seven times. Sahedapna, 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 Sahedapna. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. So this brings to conclusion our time together here for the Heart Chakra Clearing Conference Call. August 14th, we're back on again. Sweet blessings to you.